Spring is the time to bring our yards back to life. We see you out there, weeding and mulching, planting your favorite plants to build a beautiful garden. But look out, we also see you using many home and garden products such as cleaners, weed killers, and other pesticides that could be downright dangerous and bad for the environment. I'm Judy Pino, and this is Green Tips. Pesticides could be harmful if not used and stored correctly. Simply reading a product's label will help you keep your family, pets, and community safe. Reading the label can even save you money. And to tell us how, we have Darlene Dinkins with EPA's Office of Pesticide Programs. Welcome, Darlene.
Thank you, Judy.
What is considered a pesticide?
Well, a pesticide is any substance or mixture of substances intended for preventing, destroying, repelling, or mitigating any pest. Though often misunderstood to refer only to insecticides, the term pesticides also applies to herbicides, fungicides, and various other substances used to control pests.
Now, why is it so important that we read pesticide product labels correctly?
Well, safely using pesticides depends on using the appropriate pesticide and using it correctly. The label on the pesticide container provides very important information that tells you what a product is meant to do and how it should be applied, how to use a product safely and effectively, how to store the product safely, first aid instructions, and phone numbers to call for help.
Now, as we know, sometimes people mix or dilute their pesticides. They store them in other containers, such as milk jugs and soda bottles. Why is that dangerous?
It's very dangerous to put pesticide products in food and beverage containers. Children often think that something in a familiar juice or soda bottle is good to drink and may reach for it.
Sure.
Also, if you throw away the original container, you throw away important information needed in case of an emergency. If there is an accident, you need that information on the original label to help with treatment.
True. Now, explain how reading the product labels can prevent harm to the environment now.
Following label directions will help when applying outdoor lawn and garden products to avoid runoff into ponds, creeks, or other water supplies that can contaminate drinking water and kill fish and birds. And you should never pour lawn and garden products down a drain.
Now, reading a product label can also save you money. Right?
Yes.
Tell us how.
It's just like that old saying, do it right the first time. Mm. When you read the label to make sure it's the right product for the job and you buy the right product the first time around, you'll save yourself money along with plenty of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Also, labels indicate the correct amount to use. Using more than what's recommended is not better. It just wastes the product and the money you've spent. In some cases, using more than the recommended amount can hurt people, pets, and the environment.
Okay, so now let's play a game of do's and don'ts for using pesticides safely and correctly, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. Before using a pesticide, wear the items of protective clothing the label requires.
That's a definite do. Okay. For example, long sleeve shirts, long pants, non-absorbent gloves, goggles, and a hat.
Okay. Smoking or drinking when mixing or applying pesticides?
Definite don't. Many are flammable. Also, do keep children and pets, including birds and fish, and toys, including pet toys, away from areas where you mix and apply pesticides for at least the length of time required on the label. Also, do remove food and dishes before treating kitchen cabinets.
Here's another one. Always store pesticides and other household products up high out of reach of children.
Yes, absolutely. Pesticides work fast, but children are faster. Keep them up and away from children and pets at all times. And don't let spills sit. If a spill occurs, clean it up promptly. Don't wash it away. Instead, sprinkle the spill with sawdust or kitty litter.
Okay. Using pesticides indoors.
Do. Use pesticides indoors only when absolutely necessary, and use very limited amounts. If the directions tell you to mix or dilute the pesticide, do so outdoors or in a well-ventilated area. And don't ever apply pesticides outdoors on a windy day.
Placing baits for insects, rats, or mice where small children can reach it.
Big don't. Just plain dangerous. As we said before, keep any pesticide as up and away from children and pets as possible. And do keep the Poison Control Center phone number near your phone, 1-800-222-1222.
Okay, Darlene, and lastly, are there alternatives to pesticides when it comes to controlling pests?
Well, whether it's ants in the kitchen or weeds in the vegetable garden, pests can be just downright annoying and bothersome.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, at the same time, Many of us are concerned that the pesticides we use to control pests can cause problems, too. You can choose from many different methods as you plan your strategy for control. You know, sometimes a non-chemical method is just as effective and convenient as a chemical alternative. We recommend a strategy for controlling pests that combines methods in an approach known as integrated pest management. What is that? It's a method for preventing pest damage by the most economical means and with the least possible hazard to people, property, and the environment. And of course, you can find a little bit more information about integrated pest management on our website.
Absolutely. And we should note the Office of Pesticide Programs regulates the use of all pesticides in the United States and also establishes maximum levels for pesticide residues in food. In addition to its regulatory functions, its programs include providing information and coordination on issues ranging from worker protection to prevention of misuse of pesticides. For more information on the use of pesticides safely or about integrated pest management, please visit www.epa.gov/pesticides. And we repeat the Poison Control Center phone number as well, 1-800-222-1222. Thank you, Darlene Dinkins with the Office of Pesticide Programs, for your green tips.